Next up is Budget Bears. I had feelings about this right away because it sounded like Green Day to my ears. You know, that fast tempo power pop. I'm definitely into that with that fast rhythm guitar strumming. And I really liked the lyrics on this one. Like, I thought for a second that this was just a throwaway song from Von Vorten. Like, he didn't have a whole lot to go on, so he's just gonna, you know, write some sort of fun, punky power pop song and just throw it up there. He uses a lot of really great lyrics in this song. I thought, wow, this is not a throwaway song. He actually spent some time writing interesting lyrics. And I really like it's, you know, the story about a guy who wants to say something, probably to a love interest, and he's just like working it up in his mind, and he's trying to script it all out so it turns out good, and he has like writer's block, and it's just stopping him from saying anything at all, and it's a little bit sad, and it's a little bit poignant, and it's a little bit funny. I really like this quite a lot, and I think if I were to add some suggestions, I mean, there are some harmonies on the chorus, which are nice. But I think, like, he could have really channeled Small Town Mike with some whoa-ohs or some ah-ah vocals. That would have been great. And there are some places after the chorus where it's just a blank canvas for those kind of backing vocals. So I think that was a little bit of a missed opportunity there. But yeah, this is another song I'm voting for and that I like.
Yeah, this one really grew on me. I didn't, like you, I kind of didn't think ton about it at first, and part of that was that the lyrics were pretty hard to make out, but as I was listening more carefully and starting to piece the lyrics together, yeah, this is basically a song about social anxiety, and I really like this idea of like, sorry, I can't talk right now because I'm busy figuring out what I would say if I were able to talk right now, like this kind of self-defeating loop that you get stuck on. So I love the energy. I wish the lyrics were more audible. I had a question. What's the drums? I thought, I was trying to figure out, like, are these live drums or sampled? Because the ride cymbal sounds like fairly real, but like every single snare hit is exactly the same. And I don't know, I wish there was some more life in the drums, because it had like a live band feel, like the kind of loose, jangly guitars. But then the snare drum was like everything. It was robot snare drum.
Yeah, I had some notes about that, too. I thought it was something weird about the drums, like almost like there's two different sets, you know, almost like, yeah, there's that one cymbal in the foreground kind of playing almost at half tempo. And the rest is kind of muffled in the background in comparison. So if it could just be a live set that was poorly mic'd, or I don't know exactly what's going on with it. But yeah, I thought I also didn't like whatever it was, just for the drums.
You know, I also, the first couple guitar strums sound like they're sampled. Like, you know, there's a sampler with a guitar strum on it, and it's like he's hitting the buttons to make it play. That went away relatively quickly and sounded more organic. So there's definitely some weird sort of robotic elements to the song.
All in all, though, I thought, I liked the song a lot. I thought the lyrics were a better version of the quirky, dysfunctional love song that, you know, tends to be right up my alley. The song itself sounds like a mix between Von Vorten and Jeff Rosenstock, and that is exactly up my alley. It's up-tempo, it's a good melody, clever lyrics, it's got lots of energy and charm. But yeah, whatever's going on with that drum thing, I thought was not great. But yeah, otherwise I love the song. And do we know why Von is incognito in this one?
No, I just assumed it was because it was a throwaway, but maybe he's just trying something new and doesn't want to besmirch his sterling record. I don't know.
Could be.
Well, his Vowel Sounds record is certainly sterling. His Von Vorten record is, you know, good, but not incredible. He's at 12%.
His song fight. His song fight record. I thought you were talking about his album, and I was going to defend his album here. Because his albums on Bandcamp are fantastic, and everybody should go check them out.
Oh, yeah. Pitchfork gave it a 12%.
How dare you? Yeah, no, it's an awesome album.